back up your data, guys. Back up your data. This happened to me. I lost a lot of my data and was able to get it back. So let's jump into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to East West Beats and welcome to another episode. We've been away for a minute, but I wanted to talk about something that recently happened to me on the podcast. And I know a lot of music producers, a lot of musicians probably experienced this or have gone through something like this. So what happened a couple days ago is I was going through my setup and I have four hard drives. One is basically for any kind of downloads that happen onto my computer. Then I have a contact one. Then I have one for strictly samples where I just load samples. And then I have another drive where I actually run my projects off of, right? And two of those drives stopped working completely. One of them is 2 terabytes and one of them is 5 terabytes. They weren't full completely, but they had a lot of data on it. And if I weren't able to get access to any of them, I would have been doomed. Years and years of work would have gone away. Years of collecting, making samples would have gone away. So I was really upset. I had to connect it to another computer. I had to make a lot of things happen to make sure I retrieved the data and get the hard drives in a working condition again. All right, so once I got them up and running, first thing I did is I bought some cloud backup. I got 10 terabytes worth of backup for $99 on this company called Digo. I believe it's called Digo, D-E-G-O-O, and it was basically for 10 terabytes of lifetime storage. It's not like Dropbox where you can download stuff and look it up. But it's basically you tell the drive, it backs it up, and if it senses any changes, it backs up that data and overwrites that data online. So now I have a backup at least. And what I had to do is get some new hard drives, actually, because I wanted to replace the ones that were failing me, because this happened to me once before 2 months ago. I was negligent. I thought it wasn't going to happen to me again. And that was silly of me because it's definitely happened to me before. It's happened to me multiple times before. So I had to go and get a solid state hard drive, which is what I'm going to move towards. Everything that I have right now is basically the old HDDs where they have where it spins and you have another power supply. But I really should be. It's 2019 and should be moving towards a regular hard drive, a hard drive that's a solid state. So just kind of wanted to share that make sure your data is backed up. And I recently learned that if your data is not in 3 places, it does not exist. So what I'm also going to do is on top of that additional backup, I'm getting another hard drive that I'm going to connect to my router. And I'm going to have that as a cloud backup where literally everything goes to that hard drive. And then I'm also going to have a cloud backup. And then I'm going to have a local backup where I'm accessing these files as well. You know, if you guys have any ideas on how you back up data, how you make sure your system is basically fail-proof and you don't lose data, go on my YouTube or Instagram, leave me a message. And you guys know that we also have a Facebook group, a Facebook page, so y'all can go and start join there as well. Wanted to keep this short and sweet, so I will see you guys at the next one. And by the way, thank you to everyone that's on YouTube. You know, the channel is growing. It's growing really nicely. So thank you. Thank you for that. And please suggesting the kind of content you want to see. And